Welcome to the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. Today is April 5th, 2018. The time is 1:40 in the afternoon, and I am here with Vice Chair Senator Meyer. Welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
And Senator Gardner. Welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
And I am Senator Costello. I'd like to thank Carrie and also Ben for being here, our recording secretary and LIO operator. Today we just have one sort of order of business, I would say, on the agenda. We have numerous Alaskans who've been appointed to serve on boards and commissions, and so we have several here today who are online. Members had indicated an interest in speaking to some of the Alaskans who are volunteering to serve the state in this capacity, so I just wanted to briefly mention who the individuals are, and then we will take them in the order that I mentioned. So first we will hear from Tyler Andrews, who's been appointed to the Alaska Labor Relations Agency. Then we'll hear from Natalie Lewis, who's been appointed to the Board of Marital and Family Therapy. Then Kinney Leiden, the Board of Certified Direct Entry Midwives, followed by Tammy Lindemuth, who's been appointed to the Board of Pharmacy. And then Sarah Krapuchetis, who has been appointed to the Alcohol Beverage Control Board. So thank you very much. Those individuals I've mentioned, looks like you are all online listening. And so the first appointee is that we'll hear from is Tyler Andrews. Tyler is being appointed to the Labor Relations Agency. This is a reappointment to the management seat. And I want to thank you for being available, Tyler. And we do have your resumes in front of us. And so if you could just state your name for the record and then provide some background on yourself and perhaps explain your interest in serving on the board and how you see your involvement in the board if, you know, moving forward. So welcome, Tyler.
Hi, this is Tyler Andrews. I'm from Anchorage, Alaska. I've been on the board for a while, and it's a place where I can give back using some of my knowledge and expertise. So I appreciate having the opportunity to do that. And it's a place where I get to learn from others about something that interests me very much. So I appreciate that opportunity as well. I think the board serves a very important function in the public sector labor relations arena when it comes to adjudicating those things that the parties can't resolve themselves when it comes to those kind of things. So I really appreciate my colleagues. I think we have a very functional board. If you have any questions or if you need more from me, I'm happy to talk.
Okay. Thank you very much, Tyler. And I will go to Senator Gardner.
Thank you very much for your service and for being willing to talk with us today. Can you talk a little bit about the process of analyzing or addressing grievances?
Well, let me be clear that for the most part, the board, you know, grievances are handled between the parties, and most often grievances go to arbitration, not to the board. Sometimes issues that may be better handled under the grievance process get deferred by the board back to the grievance process. The board, we handle things, unfair labor practices. We handle claims that the parties may file against each other regarding the bargaining relationship. We also do unit clarifications. That is helping or ultimately when the parties are unable to figure it out themselves, determining what bargaining unit a position should properly be assigned to. We also do larger unit clarifications when a bargaining unit is being formed or it has changed over time and the parties say, hey, we need the agency to decide this. So grievance handling is slightly different. It's usually an issue that comes up between the parties as to the application of specific contract language or operation of the agreement in some other way. Our purpose is a little bit different than that. We're more on the relationship side between the parties and their bargaining relationship.
Okay.
I hope I didn't go on too much.
Thank you. That's fine.
Thank you, Tyler. And I was just looking at your resume. This is Senator Costello, and I see that you've taken advanced contract negotiation skills class in 2002. And I'm just curious, what kind of information did you learn in that class about negotiations?
I think I've done a couple of those over the years. Mm-hmm. Most of those classes follow a similar format, and they start out talking about the traditional types of bargaining that you may be familiar with, you know, like buying a house or buying a car, very much position-based type bargaining. In the more advanced classes, you know, you study a bit of game theory, and then that moves on to trying to learn how to assess bargaining relationships to see if there are other methods other than position-based bargaining. So you may have heard of collaborative or cooperative types of bargaining. Oftentimes, in the labor relations world, it's called interest-based bargaining. Mm-hmm. So a lot of that training taught me those things, and in my day job, I try to use those as much as possible. When I'm working with my colleagues at the agency, we like to see when people exercise their requirements to bargain with each other.
So. Great. Are there any further questions of committee members? Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate you making yourself available, and it's my intention to move your name and the others forward today. So, Tyler, thank you very much.
Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity to serve our state.
You're welcome. Next online, we have Natalie Lewis, who has been appointed to the public seat on the Board of Marital and Family Therapy. So welcome, Natalie. And if you could state your name for the record and provide a little bit of background on yourself and why you're interested in serving the state in this capacity.
Sure. My name is Natalie Lewis. I live in Kotzebue, Alaska, and I currently work as the Director of Behavioral Health Services at Manalik Association. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you fine.
Oh, perfect. So I desired to want to sit on this board because way back when I was getting my graduate degree, I really had a burning desire to help preserve families. And in my getting of my master's degree in social work, I went for a certificate in marriage and family therapy. And so when I heard something like this came up, I wanted to figure out a way that I could serve the skills that I have and with the background that I have. I've worked for going on 9 years here in Kotzebue, and in a lot of the things that we do, we always go back to people's support systems and their families and how, even though you're working with an individual, you really want to get some background from family and how people interact in that system. And so family, whatever we decide to call it, is really important. And so we have some really unique challenges here in Alaska. And so I just definitely want to be able to serve in this capacity if I could.
Great. Thank you very much. Are there questions from committee members? Senator Gardner?
Thank you, Natalie. I had some questions about the conflict of interest section of the application, and it might just be an oversight or a misunderstanding. But the first question is, are you willing to provide personal financial data if it's required? And you said no, it's not required for this board, so it doesn't really matter. But could you or any of your family be affected financially by decisions that could be made by the board or commission? And you said yes, and then it said, please explain the potential financial benefit. So
I'm just kind of following up on that.
Okay. No, I cannot see why there would be a conflict.
Okay, so...
And whatever affects marriage and family therapy wouldn't affect my discipline.
Okay, so directly, that anyway. Yes, yeah. Really is a no.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Natalie, and I appreciate you taking time out of your day to come before the committee.
Thank you all.
Next online, we have Kenny Linden of Palmer, who's been appointed to the public seat on the Board of Certified Direct Entry Midwives. And Kenny, if you could provide your background and introduce yourself to the committee and then explain your interest in serving on the board.
Yes. Thank you. My name is Kenny Bucenik-Linden, and I am a born and raised Palmer, born and raised here in Palmer, here in Alaska, and that's where I'm calling in from, and I'm calling in representing myself. I was appointed to the Alaska Board of Certified Direct Entry Midwives as the public member, and I was approached by my own midwife to apply to the board as a public member based on my family's phenomenal experience with the direct entry midwife. I'm a client of midwifery. I am not a midwife in any capacity. I'm passionate about women's health. I serve on the board of directors for Alaska Family Services here in the Valley, and we run programs like family violence intervention, sexual assault response team, and the domestic violence shelter here in the Valley. My background, I have some advocacy. I'm currently an editor and writer and teacher with an online publication, and part of my educational background is in conflict transformation and nonviolent communication and mediation, which I have found has been very helpful in board director positions that I've served on in the past, and I'm passionate about midwifery care and making sure that Alaskan families have access to safe, informed, and compassionate care, and that they are ultimately able to choose the best birthing option for themselves. And so that is why I applied to the board, and based on that recommendation from my own midwife.
Thank you very much, Kenny. I appreciate that. And I think there's a question from Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And thank you, Ms. Linden, for applying for this position and for all your public service thus far. My question, though, in looking at your employment history, I got to say I've never heard of Elephant Journey Academy. Can you tell me what that is and what you do and what that?
Yeah, definitely. So I'm an editor and academy coordinator with Elephant Journal. And Elephant Journal is an online publication with about 10 million readers monthly. We publish mindfulness articles, health-related, through public submissions. And the Elephant Journal Academy is a training program for writers in writing, editing, social media, and journalism ethics. So I teach within that academy.
Okay. And Madam Chair, so that was that here in Alaska you did that or in Boulder?
I work remotely.
Oh,
so it's based in Boulder, and I work from home here in Alaska.
Okay, very good. And then, and it looks like you spent a few years in Anchorage as the Planned Parenthood Votes Northwest. Is that, I'm not familiar with that group. What's Planned Parenthood Votes Northwest regional organization?
While living here in Palmer, I was commuting into Anchorage. Pardon me, I also have a cold.
Okay.
I was the Anchorage Regional Field Organizer with Planned Parenthood Votes Northwest in Hawaii for 2 years. A lot of my experience with Planned Parenthood, I was in the public affairs department, So I did a lot of advocacy around Medicaid expansion to cover pregnant women and children, as well as access to birth control, and worked on the Alaska Safe Children's Act, the dating violence prevention and sexual health education law that was passed in 2016. And I left in July 2016 to have a baby. I have a toddler, and I am actually currently 6 months pregnant with our second.
Oh, well, congratulations. That's great.
Thank you very much.
So, again, I'm just looking at your resume, and you have – did you have your own small business called Running Smart?
Yeah, so this my husband is a contractor. He's a software engineer, and I work as a director as part of his contracting business for website development.
Great. Yes, it looks like you're a registered yoga teacher. We could use that down here in Juneau.
I am, yes. Yeah, it's a little bit more awkward with the six-month pregnant belly at the moment, but yes.
Yes, okay. Well, very good. Thank you for your time and your interest.
Thank you very much, Senator.
Thank you very much, Kenny. Appreciate you taking time to call into the committee.
Thank you very much, Senator Costello.
Next, we have Tammy Lindemuth, who has been appointed to the public seat for the Board of Pharmacy. And if, Tammy, if you could provide some background on yourself and your reasons for wanting to serve the state as a member of this board.
You bet. So I have a science degree from the University of Oregon back in 91, and I've been blessed to be at home with as being self-employed for the past 22-plus years. I'm a medical language specialist in the fields of oncology and hematology and obstetric and gynecology. So it's been nice to be able to do that and still use my science degree and to help out our medical community with the different things that we do for patients. And then I'm a busy mother of five, so I'm very involved in our community in different ways and love being involved with protecting our public health and safety for their benefit and also but for the patients that I get to hear about every day. So when the position came open, I thought that would be great. I could definitely be interested in doing the public seat for that and participating in, you know, taking care of our state.
Great. Well, thank you very much. Are there questions for Tammy? Senator Gardner?
Thank you. Thank you for your willingness to serve, Tammy, and for being here to talk with us today. I was also curious about why you would want to be on the pharmacy board because there wasn't anything in your resume that addressed anything related to that, but you've explained that with your self-employment and medical transcription and public health and safety issues, so I'm comfortable with that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much, Tammy. I appreciate you making yourself available to the committee today.
Oh, you're welcome, Senator. Thank you so much.
Great. Next, we have a woman who's been appointed to the Alcohol Beverage Control Board. Sarah, are you online?
Hello, this is Sarah.
Sarah, welcome. If you could provide your name and share with the committee your interest in serving on this board.
Sure. So I've recently remarried, so my name is a little bit easier. It's now Sarah Erickson versus Sarah Crapuchet, which you have there in front of you. So that's good news for everyone else. My background, I'm born and raised in Alaska. That's where my whole life. I was born in New Haven, Alaska. Our family moved to the Kenai Peninsula area, and I've been here pretty much ever since. I went to Pittsburgh for 15 years. Grew up commercial fishing in Bristol Bay and lived in Anchorage and been involved in many boards throughout the state. I was on the Judicial Conduct Board in the early 1990s and was elected to City Council, served the first Kenai Peninsula Youth Court down here on the original board. I've just always had a passion for civic service. I really believe that each of us needs to do our best in trying to participate in that way. On this board in particular, you know, I don't have any background in being on the alcohol board, or, but, you know, my real, my desire and interest is I guess I have a good understanding of the impact of alcohol in rural communities and the balance that we, you know, it plays between public health and safety versus a healthy economy, and what the benefits of alcohol can bring to the community. So, you know, we've kind of been there and seen the effects of that on people. It gives me a keen interest on what's going on across the state. Now, I'm a public member, so I don't have any, you know, financial interest in this in any way. It's just, I think, you know, being a public member, obviously you bring a public perspective. I had my first board meeting in Nome just on Tuesday. And, you know, realizing, you know, a lot of these beverage, you know, packaging stores or restaurants, you know, are fined or hoping to get reinstated from licenses because they filled out the application wrong. So, you know, simple things like that. I hope I can bring a perspective of, hey, you know, let's kind of be a public. Let's help the public as much as we can also, as well as, you know, making sure they're abiding by the rules and really respecting the, you know, what they have in that alcohol license and how it affects people. So, you know, it's kind of a lot, but I have a lot of history in the state of Alaska, and I just want to continue being a part, be a part of the a voice of a, you know, hopefully reason. So,
great. Thank you very much, Sarah, and congratulations on your wedding.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So I just have a question. This is Senator Costello. Have you been following the Title IV rewrite bill that is making its way through the process?
Yes, I have been following a little bit. We discussed that also at the meeting. Yeah, there are some things, some clarifications that need to be made, and hopefully can be part of that, at least in following along and in the discussions with that, but yes.
Okay. And I think you have a question from Senator Gardner.
Thank you. Yes, and thank you for your enthusiasm and your interest in serving. I think sometimes it's hard to get public members because they don't have a particular interest in the field. So that's a good thing. I'm just a little bit puzzled. Did I hear you say you were pretty much a lifelong Alaskan?
Well, yes. I moved to Pittsburgh for 15 years but have been, and we came back in 2012.
Okay, that was my question. That's it. Thank
right.
you.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah, thank you very much for making yourself available, and best of luck serving on that board. I know they're quite busy, and with all that's going on, I think that you'll be quite busy, and I appreciate all the Alaskans who are willing to serve the state on boards. It's certainly a very important part of running our state government.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. I love being involved. Thanks.
So I'll go ahead and open public testimony on the appointees to boards and commissions. And is there anyone here in Juneau who wishes to testify? Is there anyone online who wishes to testify on any of the governor's appointees that are before the committee today? Okay, seeing none, public testimony is now closed. With that, I will be reading into the record the names that we will be forwarding on for the full joint House and Senate. So in accordance with AS 3905080, the Labor and Commerce Committee reviewed the following and recommends the appointments be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. The Alaska State Board of Public Accountancy, the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, the State Board of Registration for Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors, the Board of Barbers and Hairdressers, the Board of Chiropractic Examiners, the Board of Dental Examiners, the Fishermen's Fund Advisory and Appeals Council, the Labor Relations Agency for Alaska, the Marijuana Control Board, the Board of Marital and Family Therapy, the Board of Massage Therapists, the Board of Midwives, the Board of Certified Direct Entry Midwives, the Board of Nursing, the Board of Examiners and Optometry, the Board of Pharmacy, the State Physical Therapy and Occupational Board, the Board of Professional Counselors, the Board of Psychologists and Psychological Associate Examiners, the Board of Certified Real Estate Appraisers, the Board of Social Work Examiners, the Board of Veterinary Examiners, the Workers' Compensation Appeals Commission, and finally, the Workers' Compensation Board of Alaska. This does not reflect an intent by any of the members to vote for or against the confirmation of the individuals during any further sessions. So with that, I want to thank the members today and say that our next meeting will be Tuesday at 1:30. Senator Gardner.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have one other question, and I'm sorry we didn't get this name to you. That's my mistake. But there is a nominee to the Board of Physical and Occupational Therapy, Robert Lee Calhoun, and he's listed as for a public seat, but he is actually a practicing physical therapist, I believe. And I've kind of raised that issue with the governor. I don't know exactly where that is, but it's just a question that's sort of hanging out here.
Okay, Senator Gardner, I appreciate you putting that on the public record. I will have my staff contact the governor's office and inquire as to whether or not that fulfills the requirements of the public seat.
Thank you.
And I appreciate that. Are there any comments from committee members? Okay, seeing none, I want to again thank those individuals who called in today and all of the members of the public who've been appointed to these boards and commissions who are willing to serve the state. So with that, the committee is adjourned.